Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night. It's In Through the Light with Aaron Great Fox. I swear, I haven't touched those buttons. Spirit's already playing around with my computer over here. I'm walking around away from it. Oh, anyway, welcome everybody. Into the Light. It's Friday night, May 4th, 2018. And I'm Shannon Johnson with my co-hosts, Ryan Adragna and Jan Drake Brocky. And I'll give you a little bit about both of our hosts real quick. And then we will get into some highs and some topics to discuss. So Jan Drake Brocky is a certified psychic intuitive medium sharing messages and totem animals who guide you along your way. Along with readings and working on missing persons and crime cases, Jan is also a talented poet whose work is gaining many fans. You can find Jan on her website, wefindourway.com, and she's also on Facebook. Check her out. And then we have our awesome Ryan Adragna. And Ryan is a healer who works with his spirit team as an energy healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimension spirit realms, including very high vibrational angelic beings who are experts in many different healing modalities, including Reiki and Sikkim. You can find Ryan on Facebook as well as his wife's website, healingsthroughspirit.com. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium. I've got about 20 years experience working with spirit. My team and I work to assist in life journeys, including accessing past lives, Akashic records, and soul contracts, making sure that we assist without interfering with free will or any contractual agreements you required for your life. Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh,
doing good.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you for that intro.
Try not to make this a giggle fest. Yes, thank you.
I think my tongue is like taking a vacation on and off somewhere. Blah, blah, blah. What the hell, man?
Last thing you need is a Red Bull right now.
Yeah, really. So our topic tonight is selfishness, self-care, and selflessness, which is pretty much three areas of the pendulum. Selfishness going one way, selflessness the other way, and self-care being in the middle. So what do you guys got for us?
Yeah. I mean, this is a two-ton pendulum that's pretty heavy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, maybe I can touch on selflessness, which is being more in concern for the needs of someone else than your own. And probably a good person who exhibited that behavior was Mother Teresa, who died many, many years ago. And she was a master number 33. If she wasn't selfish, if she didn't exhibit selfishness, I don't know who did, because she, in my book anyways, never asked for fame and fortune. She did what she wanted to do, and she followed her soul contract. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, just out there just doing stuff. No one pushed her. No one asked her. She wanted to do it. And I'm also trying to I guess in the self-care part of it, I don't even know if she really cared about herself. I suppose she did, but she was more so concerned about the others than she was about herself. And in terms of, as a pendulum swings the other way, and we talk about selfishness, it's kind of like the duality of being selflessness. And, you know, then you have the narcissists, you have all those other people that they're just like, me, mine. It's all about me. And there's nothing, I suppose there's nothing really wrong with that, because every soul when they incarnate here comes here to experience the duality of love. And you have your people who are selfish, then you have your people who are egotistical, people that are part of the I care more about you than I do myself. So I think there's a spectrum of emotions that people come through to understand it. And people, what people need to understand and realize is that maybe, and I use Mother Teresa as an example, even though she's a master number 33, or was, I don't know, maybe she's even higher than that now, maybe her next incarnation, she needs to experience the opposite of that, you know, or whatever. I don't know the answer to that, but that's kind of my take on this stuff. Everything that we come here to incarnate to in this master classroom called Earth is something that is for our highest good. You know, it's like Shannon was alluding to earlier, it's a huge pendulum that swings back and forth. And everything that we go through and experience is a lesson for us to say, okay, that's how that works. Now that I understand what self-care is, or now that I understand what being selfish is, I don't know if I really want to experience that again, because I was so gosh darn selfish in that life. I was very lonely. I didn't have a lot of friends. Or, conversely, if I was selfless. I had the case of the Shannons here. Then I'm thinking, you know what? I gave more to others than I gave to myself, but then I felt drained energy wise. I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. And we know a lot of people like that around here, and our friends and families, that they give and they give and they give and they give, and you know, it's and then at the end of the day, they're wasted, they're drained. So, you know, I think there's the scales that need to be balanced. But as far as lessons and learning and experiences, I think that's something that we all go through. So hopefully we all learn from that. So with that, I'll pass.
Cool.
Very good, Ryan. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought this was a really good topic, because, you know, we hear a lot about making yourself a priority in your life. Make sure you're taking care of you. And sometimes that can get really mixed up, swinging too far one direction, where then you're becoming very selfish in how you're handling things versus making sure that it's really about self-care and not being more like, you know, when you used to see the kids on the playground and it's like, no, that's my toy. You can't have it because it's mine, you know. And especially when you're getting into, you know, working with abilities, being of service. When you start working in service, and I know you two can attest to this, man, we swing from one direction to the other on that one, because there's times we do have to stop and be a little selfish and go, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I need to take an inventory here. I'm either receiving more than I'm giving, or I'm giving more than I'm receiving, and I'm not even taking care of my self-care yet. Where am I in this equation? You know, it's like everybody else has become number one. So, you know, there's a big difference between someone being very selfish, emotionally, you know, and draining on others, or when you're working to have balance for yourself, when you're needing to stop and say, no, I have to put my needs first. I need to take care of myself. Or, you know, for some of us that have chronic health issues like me, you know, that was a big learning curve to suddenly have to stop and go, I have to push everybody else back. Your needs are going to have to wait. I have to suddenly put me first. And as a mom or, you know, having a family, having a partner and everything, and you have work and all that stuff, and everybody else is looking at you going, but I need you for this, I need you for this, I need you for this, and you're looking at them going, the well is dry. I'm sucked out. And we're having to focus on that self-care, because here we swung so far one way of being very selfless, giving so much of ourselves that we're depleting. And if we deplete too much for too long, illnesses can arise, dysfunctions in relationships can arise, you know, all of those other facets, because we're giving, 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 but we're not taking care of us. So I think it's a really nice way to look at it, that, you know, you want to be able to make sure that you're making yourself a priority, that you've got an equal kind of flow, at least, of receiving and giving. I sucked at receiving for a long time. So, you know, but then you got to be able to have those moments. And, yeah, to some people that don't understand, when you're having to say no, suddenly you're going to get hit from them that, well, you're being selfish. And sometimes you got to stop and look at it and go, yeah, this time I am being selfish, okay? I'm not being selfish like the bratty child that has to have everything that's theirs, but I am going to be selfish and say no this time, because my self-care is screaming at me that if I do this, I'm going to be paying for it for a while. It's going to, you know, I'm either going to be depleted, or, you know, you might overdo it and get injured, or, you know, or it's a person that you're always giving and giving and giving, and finally you're having to draw that boundary and say, no, I have to tend to me today. And they'll get really nasty with you. So, you know, just because someone else is coming at you saying you're being selfish, look at it. If you're needing to make your self-care a priority, even if it's just for the one day, go ahead and say, yeah, I'm going to be selfish today. I'm making me a priority. It's been on the back burner for, you know, the last 10 years. Today is a good day for it, you know. But it's very much about finding that balance in your life, being able to make sure you do the self-care and not just stay on one side of the pendulum.
All right.
My feel on it. What about you, Jan?
Yeah, everything you said, I'm right there with you. And I love what Ryan said, too, because in the end, Ryan, what you said in the end was so beautiful, I can't remember it now, but... when I was caretaking a long time, my mom and my dad, and not my dad for so long because he was sick for only a year and then he died, but my mom went for many years. And so there was that time where you just had to, you know, it was a choice, of course. I mean, of course I had a choice, but in some ways I didn't because I was the only one to do it. But I was the one to do it, and I wanted to. And so there's no bad feeling about it. But while doing that, it's a 24-hour job, basically. And And there were give and takes, too. She helped me, too, a lot. And she was that kind of person. She wasn't going to not do what she could do to help. But all I'm saying is that if you don't take care of yourself during that time, and I'm specifically talking about caretaking, and I'll go right ahead and say it, I'll give you the statistics because I was almost one of them. Over 40%, and it might be even over 50% of family members who caretake their own family die before the one they're caretaking. And so I did have a heart attack and was very close to death during that time. And my brother did die soon after she died. So, and he was helping me caretaker after I had that problem. So anyway, it just, you know, you really have to, there's a fine line there. You have to figure out the balance. And it's very hard for family members to figure out the balance with another family member because you're so involved in it in every way, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, because you're doing all kinds of physical things, helping them, lifting and cleaning, you know, just everything. But anyway, on and on about that. And you have to have a day, you have to have days where you have time off, and you usually don't get it in that situation. That's just that situation. But as far as anything else, I watch some of my friends, and I really admire a lot of them on how they, because I don't do it, they will work for a certain amount of time, and then they go on a vacation for a few days, just like that. And they'll go to another country or to another city or whatever. It doesn't matter. They just go. Then they come back, and then they work for another 3 months, and then they take off and go again. And they're not sick. They're well, and they're thriving. And it just blows my mind. And I just think, and I've never done that. The only time I ever went to another country was to work, not to have fun. So it's, I really admire how people know how to do that, know how to take care of themselves. I'm still learning. I still don't know how yet. And yet I'm a worker, I'm a service worker. And, you know, I was a caretaker for a long time. And now I'm doing the readings, which is, you know, it's a help type of service industry, whatever, if you're going to call it a business. But it's like any business, and you need to take time off no matter what. And so now I do, for sure. I mean, it's not only now I do, it's that I have to. I get forced to because now my body can't take it. So it's just that kind of thing. But anyway, I could go on and on about that, and I think that's enough. I think you get a gist of we need to learn how to take how to be selfish in certain situations, and it's perfectly okay to be. And so, you know, and then on as far as the other way of being someone who's selfish, I'm not going to go on about it. I think I'm just going to go right to my poems because I have so many, but I think I'm being a lot more selfish as far as energy now for stuff because I have to be. And so It just came to that. It's sort of not even a balance now. I'm going the other way because I have to be selfish or else, you know. So, but I'm trying to keep it balanced. But anyway, the first poem goes with a post, and I'm going to post it later, probably this weekend. I like the post, and so I just wrote some words, and it goes, it's not selfishness to remember yourself wherever you go, wherever you are. And also always remember there is guidance from a shining star so close by, not very far. It is self-care to remember to surrender, whether you are him or her, to your highest power. It is a cure. It is through selflessness we let go. We can then flow and we continue to grow. And then there's, let's see, We can't control what others do. What matters is how we conduct ourselves with ourselves and with another, keeping it clear, honest, and hoping for the best for all. Then just breathe. And these are just little words of things that I write. Fingers, stand, and reach is what this is called. Everyone has a story that is heartbreaking. God stands us up to keep going again. Stand up and reach. This is called the compassionate self-care. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. And this one goes, I open my hands to freedom, letting go of needing approval, loving myself and others. My life is full. I open my hands to freedom without rejection, not living for acceptance, but with unconditional affection. And this one is empowerment wellness. I don't have to receive into my body anyone's critical answers, responses, or remarks to me or about me or anyone else as I let go and love myself into good health. And this one says, this is called, I find this one to be a huge one for me because it's called Finding Your Spiritual Freedom. Because in my household growing up or in later in life, we had several different spiritual philosophies going on, and everybody wants it to be their way and thinks it's the best way. And what I ended up doing was following all of them so that I could relate to all of them and so we could have more peace, you know. I mean, I was just going to join them instead of, you know, either get out or join them. So I just joined them, and that doesn't mean anything big deal, but that was just how I handled it. Let's put it that way. And so it goes, finding your spiritual freedom. Being at peace with what you choose to be your spiritual walk or not walk. It could be a run or a glide or even a slide. But mostly being in harmony with your talk. It doesn't matter who is with you on it. It's what you need to do, what your spirit, your soul, your highest self has guided you to follow for your divine goal, the light within called many names. Let it begin, the journey that God has already designed and lives in. So that's that. Those are my poems for tonight.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. I mean, it would take me a million years to come up with that stuff. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan. You're so sweet when you say that. I love it when you say
that. Appreciate it. Being an engineer, I'd be like, okay, the socket doesn't fit the wrench and the hen wants to go take a crap. I don't know. I don't know how to write a poem. I don't know. I can't do it.
Oh. You write so beautifully, but thank you so much. But I love your writings. They're so amazing.
Yeah, it's auto writing. So, alrighty. So, are we ready to go with the callers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready to roll. Okay. We are going to hit 330 first. Been waiting the longest. 330, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Hi, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're at?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Detroit.
Welcome, Cindy. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I wondered if there's someone new coming into my love life.
Wondering if someone is coming into to your love life. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Two words came up in my mind: knee harmony and match. I don't know why. I'm not, what type of things are you using to find men, Cindy?
Well, I have a friend. I wasn't sure if he was going to be the one to stick around, though, or if someone new would be coming in for me.
Okay. Shannon and Jen, you mind if I take a swing at this and miss?
Go ahead.
Please do.
Go ahead. I'm making notes over here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm kind of scanning your energy field right now, and I'm getting a neutral feeling, like you're neutral. Nothing's really blowing up. Your heart chakra is kind of in the neutral too. You're like my spirit team is like meh. You know, I'm sorry about this. They're like meh. And that's not a negative thing for you, but they're like, you're not trying that hard, but you're not trying hard enough. You're like meh. You're kind of taking your time a little bit, and that's not a bad thing. You kind of it's like testing the waters with your little piggies. You know, you want to see if that water is just right before you dive in. That's what they're telling me right now. Does that make sense to you so far?
Kind of, yeah. I'm just going with the flow here. But
okay. Well, kind of. You can tell me if I'm off base here. I don't care. I mean, you know, the thing of it is that the words tall and dark come across as someone that you're attracted to. You don't like the shorter guys. Is that
no.
correct, or am I off? What's that?
I'm only 5'2". I don't want anyone short. No.
That's why the words tall, dark, and handsome came across. you don't want that 3 foot. You don't want that 3 foot Hollywood star, do you?
No.
Yeah, you want that cowboy with the tall, dark, and slender profile, and you might meet him grocery shopping. You might be a construction worker, and you know, ruffian, roughneck type of guy. He's got some big, strong hands, and someone that's a yin yang of you. You know, Sydney.
Yeah.
So I would look out for that. Because you're, like you said, the word petite came across. You're a very petite woman. And you're looking for the opposite of that. That person I just described. So, you know, keep your mind open. There might be some things about him that you kind of look at him sideways about. But forget about that stuff. That's all superficial. You know, put aside your differences and just date the guy and say, hey. Yeah, we can agree on certain things. We can disagree on certain things and, you know, take it from there. And they're giving me 3-6. That just popped in my mind right now, 3-6. I don't know if that means 3 to 6 months. God forbid it means 3 to 6 years or
no.
3 to 6 days. I don't know. But do yourself a solid. And when you get that ringing and pitch tone in your ears on a daily basis, which you do, right?
Yeah.
Take a note of that time. It happens. You're eating lunch. You get that at 12:24. You punch that number into the Angel Numbers website, and you look up that message that your angels and guys are giving you. Okay. And you get that a lot, and you're ignoring it.
Yeah, because I didn't know what it meant.
What's that?
Because I didn't know what it meant or how to look it up.
Yeah, well, for me and for many other people, it usually happens in 1 year at a time, and it probably doesn't last for any more than 30 seconds to a minute, and then it just goes away, and you're like, what the hell is that all about? It reminds me of the 1980s and 1970s hearing tests from the doctors, you know.
Yeah.
Can you hear this in this right ear? Can you hear that in your left ear? Well, that's your angels and guides just chirping away at you at a million miles a second. I mentioned this a million times in the air. So pay attention to that, because they're just giving you messages, and write them numbers down. And some of them will have to do with your love life, okay?
Okay.
And I wouldn't, how should I say this? Keep an open mind when you're searching. Don't try too hard. Just keep an open mind. Could be that you're walking down the aisle, giving me this vision. I can see this in my mind. You're walking down the aisle. You're looking at your phone, and you smash into the grocery cart of another guy, just by accident.
Nice.
You're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit your grocery cart. And he looks at you. He smiles. He's like, "That's okay, ma'am. That was my fault." Next thing you know, you're engaged in a conversation. 10 minutes later, like, maybe I'll see you again soon. You never know how spirit works and how the interactions happen. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be
Thank
the
you.
Bank. It could be at the bank, or it could be at the gas station. But don't close any doors. This is about, and this goes back to the theme of tonight of self-care, selfishness, and being selfish, and it ties into the fact that you're there on a mission to do something, whether it's putting gas in the car, or going to the bank, or going to work, or doing whatever, and you're minding your own business, and something happens that triggers that, and you're like, wow, something just happened there, and it felt really good. So Does that help? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. And with that, I'll pass.
Awesome, Ryan. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi. Short girls rock, you know. I'm only 5 foot tall, so.
Hey,
no, there's a shorter chick out there than you. Both my husbands are 6 foot tall, so I definitely feel you. So the first couple of things that I heard from Spirit for you was to do a little heart healing for yourself over past relationships that left a few scars there. And it'll be real simple for you to do. They're telling me it's not going to be traumatic, but it's really going to help you to kind of clear out your heart space and come to peace with what those past relationships taught you about yourself. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're wanting to look at the good things that you've learned about yourself, because out of every relationship, we become stronger, and usually we get a little shinier from a little bit of rough road we go through. They're also telling me it'd be good for you to work on doing a cord cutting release for yourself on those previous relationships, which is just going to kind of clear out those old strings, those old back and forth of, you know, what did I screw up, or thoughts that creep in every now and then about past relationships. And they're saying the cord cutting for you, you want to look at not just romantic relationships, but any relationships that have created a disharmony for yourself, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They did show me for you a great stone to start working with is rose quartz. It's a love stone.
I have several of those. Mm-hmm.
You do? Okay, so
yeah.
We can definitely say you've got that, because they're saying you really need to work with your rose quartz. In fact, adding some in between your mattress and box spring will help you in the dream state with manifesting, as well as clearing your own energy in the love relationship field. And like Ryan had picked up that, yeah, there is another gentleman in the works for you. And he was getting 3 to 6, and my notation said within a year. So we both coincided with that number. That's a good thing because it shows that you're starting to prepare yourself in a way that is much more about you and what your needs are in a relationship. And that's beginning to manifest in a much better alignment for that next connection to come in. And yeah, like
Thank
Ryan
you.
Said, you never know when it'll happen. And I will tell you this, when you're not looking and you're not thinking about it, it's kind of one of those things of like, yeah, that's kind of like the last thing I need right now. That's when they show up. That's when
okay.
all of a sudden they're in your face going, hi, who are you? And you're like, hi. You
yeah.
know.
I don't mean to interrupt Shannon, Sydney, but it's like you're at the deli bar. It's a grocery store. He gets the salad. He's like, you're not getting that salad, are you? This is a better salad.
Yeah,
you know,
you just never know. You could be like, I am so career focused right now. That's like the last thing that I need in my life yet. That can hold off a little bit. And then, yeah, you end up running into somebody and they're like, hey, can we go out to dinner? And you're like, I am so busy. What are you talking about? Go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Okay.
Take that leap when it shows up because you just never know. And, you know, you can always say, hey, let's do lunch instead because I'm a little bit, you know, want to test the water a little bit. But I am full testimony of how that can happen, honey. That's how my husband walked in the door as he's walking around me at the moment, giggling, going, uh-huh. Yeah. They're definitely like, yes, there is somebody coming, but work on that heart stuff, that old baggage, and get rid of it. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel taller. And as my mother always says, some of the best surprises in life come in small packages.
That's awesome.
Okay, you feel a little better?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful. You have any other questions for us?
There's a settlement coming, and I didn't know if I was getting a set amount or a percentage of the amount.
Percentage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
First thing I heard was
I heard percentage. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jen. That's cool.
I heard percentage right away. Boom.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I own some property out of state. Is that going to sell soon for a good amount?
That one's going to take a little longer.
Okay.
You're not going to lose completely, but I'm being told it's not going to actually go at the selling price. But stick to your guns on how much lower you're willing to go.
Okay.
Okay? All right, hon. You definitely give us a call back at some point and let us know how things are going or if you've got another question for us. Okay?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Shannon.
Thank you for calling
Shannon.
In.
I'm going to just butt in just for a second. I wasn't going to read tonight at all, but this duck just is bothering. Duck is like in my face, and so I have to tell you about the duck.
Okay.
So just real quickly, Cindy, and the duck says it's time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically, and it's time to have fun and maybe even get a little silly. And the time of turmoil has passed. And do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for that. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle with either work or a relationship. And you need to keep moving through some difficult entanglements, possibly. But don't take yourself too seriously. And that's what the duck is all about. The duck is in the water, and they're having a good time, and they try not, you know, they don't take themselves too seriously. That, and they're trying, just having a lot of fun. And so they represent a big, generous heart, and always willing to give, and enjoying the company of others, and being very resilient and able to bounce back. So that's what I wanted to. I kept seeing that as soon as you started talking, it was all the way through, the duck just wouldn't let go. So I figure I must tell you about it.
Okay, so that sounds like my friend that we decided just to have fun.
That you yeah, say what? I'm sorry, say it again.
That sounds like my friend that we decided we're going to have fun now.
Oh, good.
Not take it seriously.
Not take it seriously. Oh, very nice. Yeah, good. Yes. Good idea.
So, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Please call back when you let us all know what goes on.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Shannon?
Hello?
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 Is this a new caller? Is somebody on new?
Yeah, Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. Shannon and Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm.
Who? Ryan, are you
oh,
there?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea what happened. My phone was muted. And I'm over here talking. I'm...
oh, no.
I'm like, how come Dan can't hear me? I'm going, hello, hello.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
The stupid mute button was pushed.
Aww.
Anyway, welcome our caller 770. My apologies
yes.
for my faux pas. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Sandy in Atlanta.
Hi, Sandy. You have a
and
question
the topic, for us? The top, yeah, the topic tonight just hit home. I'm the caregiver.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Right.
And
I'll relate. Did you have a question for us this evening that we can
help
you with?
Yeah, I just moved my dad from nursing home to assisted living. Because nursing home wasn't paying enough attention. I'm not sure assisted living is going to do much better. And he immediately fell out of bed.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
And I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's anything anybody can do. They say they'll put one of those things on the bed alarm, but it's going to be tomorrow. And I'm just wondering what kind of, I don't know, what you can tell me.
In regards to Dad? Or the care? Being told that it's going to be a little bit of a lengthy process. He's not ready.
A little
to go
bit
yet.
Of a little bit of what kind of process? Lengthy?
Lengthy. Yeah.
Oh
lengthy.
Gosh. Yeah.
Dad doesn't want to go yet. He was a very strong man in his younger years, wasn't he? Had his mind, when his mind was set on something, there was like no deviating.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Difficult. Yep.
Yeah. And he's being kind of that way about this point in his life as well. He wants to be in control and he's not really liking this whole old age needing to release from the physical.
Okay. Yeah.
I am being told that there is some fear that's probably deep in his subconscious as well about what would happen when he does pass. Was he a religious man?
No.
No, yeah. So he's kind of thinking he's going to disappear.
Yeah.
And that is kind of fearful that you're going to be letting go. And my dad went through this as well when he passed in 2012. He thought he would just cease to exist. So it gets a little scary. And the best, I'm being told, one of the best things you can do is slowly kind of tell him some little stories of what is waiting. He's going to be a little hesitant on hearing it at first, but it is going to begin to sink in and give him a little bit of comfort.
Well, Mom passed, and, you know, he doesn't seem to hear much from her, but the thing is, yes, he has. And part of that is, you know, he's got such a short-term memory. But she got in his face not too long ago and gave him the old finger thing of, you know, you're not going to be doing this, you know? And it put him in shock about what really is. But the thing is his memory is not that good.
Yeah. Has he been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or just dementia?
And dementia.
Just dementia, okay. Yeah.
And he gets
that
he gets confused.
His soul will remember, okay?
It's
the
so
information you share with him, the visits from Mom, his soul will hold those memories. So even though the conscious self with dementia is losing that, understand as long as you keep, you know, giving those tidbits to him, the soul inside is going to keep retaining that memory that it is okay, that it there is, that she is waiting for him, because Mom has been, like, checking in on and off, knocking at the door. But he's the one that's not ready yet. Okay?
Yeah.
So just keep reaffirming him and know that, the conscious brain is losing some of those memories, but the soul inside is like craving that information to hold on to, because it does help for transitioning when he's finally ready to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, now, is he going to be okay where he's at, the new place?
For a little while. It feels like towards the end of the year you're going to need to look for another facility that stepped up in care.
Okay.
Yeah. Because assisted living can only do so far.
Well,
they have to be able to be manageable on their own and in certain tasks,
mm-hmm.
unless he's at a facility that has, like, the transitional stages.
Well, this is one that has hospice groups, but the thing is you can't watch a person 24/7, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
hospice is really, really good. Let's put it this way, 95% of hospice care is very, very good, and they do a 24-hour rotation. So,
but the thing is they do, but they don't. I mean, they can't 24/7 him for 6 months. Or can they?
It depends on the facility. Most hospice care is 24-hour. But like I said, it really depends on the facility.
Yeah. Well, I know Mom was in hospice, and the last week, you know, she was in the facility, but then they said, hey, we're going to have to move her to a nursing home. And that's at that point she decided to transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I just wish it was easier on me, because this is getting hard.
Yep.
It is hard.
Yep,
it is.
It's hard.
And there are some, you might look in to check the facility because sometimes there are support groups for the family members. And they're usually just, you know, so you can go in and talk to other people that are dealing with the same situation. And that helps a lot emotionally to just be able to talk to somebody else that can understand that's going through the same thing. And several of them usually do. My mom was in that type of care for as a nurse, as a professional nurse, doing this kind of stuff. And there's usually, most of them will put together some kind of support group for the family members. And that really helps a lot. Just know that as hard as it is, it's also a really big honor to help our loved ones to go through those final stages with them and assist them, holding the space, holding the love for them to help them transition. It's very hard on us, but it's also one of the most phenomenal experiences to be a part of. You know, everybody's always so excited when babies come into our lives. It's joyous and everything else. And these are the people that, you know, did this for us. And it's a really big expression of love to be able to hold that space with them as they're leaving us.
Yeah. Okay. It's just, you know, I just wish my other my sibling would be helpful, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That happens a lot in families. Usually
mm-hmm.
one sibling ends up being the strong one to handle it all, and the others back
selfish.
Away.
Selfish. No, selfish. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, it's hard.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're very welcome, Sandy. And, you know, please give us a call in again. Let us know how you're doing. And we send you much love. And there's definitely Mom and a couple of others who are trying to help you and Dad. Okay?
And the couple of others, can you tell me about that?
Dad lost friends in war. Yes.
In the war.
In a war, yeah.
Okay, that would have been World War II.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of those friends that are there with him that are waiting.
Okay.
They're going to help so Mom's not doing it all alone. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to say that there's three specific gentlemen that were very close to him in wartime that he lost in the war that are there.
Okay.
Okay. Because
he's never talked about that, you know.
Yeah, it's too painful. It's too
okay.
painful. Yeah. And that's normal for a lot of soldiers. That's very normal that they really struggle with those losses, and it's too painful to talk about at home afterwards. So, but they are with him. They are keeping watch and popping in now and then to help give that support system. And there's a father figure, but I'm not getting directly that it's his father. I think this might be your mother's father.
Huh.
Close to his father-in-law?
No, Grandpa was not a very, he was kind of...
Husband man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's different in spirit, but he is with your mom and the three soldiers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And do you think my dad would even remember about those three soldiers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. They're all going, uh-huh. Getting all...
Yeah, I mean...
Yes,
yeah, I mean, if I ask my dad, I know his long-term memory sometimes is better than his short. He might, do you think he'd even say anything?
He may not tell you anything about it, but when he hears it, he will know who they
okay.
are.
Okay.
They died at different points, but they were all people that were close to him. In the same platoon.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
And
all right.
Sandy?
Yes. Dan.
Yes.
Just to say the same thing that Shannon said is it even though it's a rough time, I know it's really hard on your whole being to go through this, and I'm not going to compare or anything because everybody's situation is different. But it is important to have the support that you need. And I agree with Shannon to go get support. I had a lot of support from my family, so I was very lucky that way. If I didn't have had it, I don't know what I would have done. And I would have probably done what Shannon did, was go get it if you can. You know? And
yeah.
Because you need to lean on some people. You need to lean on people, and I don't know if you go to church or a spiritual group or whatever or yoga or you go to those places. Go to the places that you can lean on wherever they are during
okay.
this time, and whatever that may be for you. And but now that he is. Out of in these places, you know, from the nursing home to assisted living, he is now in their jurisdiction too, and so they have to take care of him, and so you just do the best that you can, and that's all you can do. You go when you can, and it just comes to that. It's really hard to let go of them if they have to go to another place. The time when my mom was at the other place was the last 3 months of her life. She was in the hospital because she broke her leg, so she had to be. And
yeah.
it was an absolute nightmare for me, absolute nightmare, because I didn't like the way they treated her. They rolled her over too fast. She was in pain. And so I stayed with her a lot just when they did the turning so I could be there so that they wouldn't turn her, you know, the wrong way. And when they were cleaning her up and stuff. And so I would help out a lot, but I was free to do that. And I was her caretaker for many years. So I was going to, you know, I was still caretaking her in those places because I couldn't stand anyone else doing it, but I had to let go and let them too. And all kinds of stuff happened to her. Oh, and then they made mistakes, but they also did the best they could too. They do the very best they can, going to another place is probably how it's going to be, just like Shannon said, and that's what happened to my mom. She went to like three different places in 3 months, and it was a nightmare. But in the end, she was at peace, And right before she died, she said, "It's going to be okay. Stop worrying." And then she died like 2 days later. So, I mean, they, no matter what they're going through, they are, their whole homeostasis and spirit is trying to balance all the time. And they're in more control than you think, even if their body isn't in control or their mind is in what, you know, in dementia. That, like Shannon says, the spirit is in control there.
Yeah.
You know, and they're ultimately going to be okay. They are going to be okay because they're going to go. You know,
yeah.
He's on his route to go. And so you're there, however many times you can see him is a blessing. And it is totally an honor to do this, totally. And they completely love it and appreciate it. And it is to your benefit. It really is. It's to your benefit in the long run. So it's not going to last all that long, forever and ever. It's amazing how fast it all goes. And then they're gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
just, I know it's really rough during this time, but just try to see anything good about it and talk to him about, like what she said, and just make the very best of it. And the people in there are going to do the best they can. And, you know, there's much more in control than what we know. And right before my dad died, because during the several months of when he was in his cancer at home, he was really in and out of consciousness even then. But then during the time that he was in hospice, it was like, he was like completely, like a few minutes, he just looked at me and he goes, "You're a good girl." And I thought, what? Are you kidding me? You're that aware? I mean, it's funny how they go in and out, you know? So
yeah.
It's just know that he knows more than you think he does. And all the good energy you give him, he's gonna lap it up. So good luck. And I just wish you luck. I feel for you. But it's not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. And these are some of the best times that you'll have right now. This is the most incredible, like she said, the most incredible. It's hard on you, but it's incredible because they're getting ready to go to home. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome in some ways, you know. It's really awesome. And you get to be there. You get to send them off. How amazing.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. So anyway, good luck. And
okay,
call us back
you.
And let us know how everything goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sandy. All right.
And Ryan had to go.
Yeah. Ryan had to leave us this evening a little early, but that's okay. We can keep rolling. We've got two more. And if you're worn out, Jan, it's good. I'll keep going.
Well, we just have two more, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing too much. I'll just give an animal and just, you know, I won't do a whole lot.
No problem. All right, let's roll on to 613. Come on. There we go. 613, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show. Can I get your
Hi.
Birthday
Thank
and where
you.
You're from?
My name is Jody, and I'm from Ontario.
Ooh. Hi, Jody. And do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I have two. I'm not sure if we have time for two. But one is, how do I get unstuck? I've been stuck for a very, very, very long time, totally drained out and everything. So tonight was a perfect night to call in. And the other question was, I'm looking at maybe purchasing a business franchise and just wanted to get some thoughts if that's a good idea or not. So those are my questions.
As far as the franchise, I get a big yes.
Oh, okay.
They're just saying make sure you really read the fine print.
Okay.
That's the only caution, is to make sure that you really go over the fine print and make sure that it resonates for you. If there's anything questionable or anything that you're kind of like, ooh, I'm not feeling too good about that sentence, bring it up.
Right.
Get it clarified and get it in writing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Stuck.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm, that's great.
Are
so,
you, as far as the stuck part, are you talking about, like, just life in general or in abilities?
Pretty much in life in general. I just don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, there's some stuff that needs to get cleaned up. I love when they give that kind of stuff. You got stuff to clean up. Oh, great, yeah. Like we can just whip out a mop for it. Okay. but, yeah, they are showing that there is some, I'll put it as emotional baggage that's kind of keeping you stuck.
Right.
And they're saying, you know, this is a good time for you because things are standing still. It's a good time for you to go ahead and start kind of working through those pieces so that they actually become just memories without an emotional trigger to them. And as you start doing this, it's really going to start to increase the flow of energy for you.
Okay.
There's some new pathways that are coming up, and I want to say they're coming more in the fall, so they're definitely saying take this time to go ahead and help yourself so that you feel better as who you are and not what everybody told you what you were.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Okay. Yeah. You could also do a cord cutting meditation if you wanted to. But they are saying to do that after you kind of go through cleaning up some of that baggage. And they even show some journaling would be good to go with that. If that's more easier for you to express yourself. Because, you know,
actually,
you're right, it doesn't matter when nobody else is seeing it. It can be all kinds of confusing.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's just allowing you to express, you know, if a previous relationship really pissed you off because you didn't get to voice yourself very well and you were always being told that you were wrong and the other one was right. So, like, time to clean that up. And empower yourself that your voice, your feelings are valid. They are yours. There is no right and wrong in it. And that no matter what anybody else had told you, this was how you were feeling. And so allowing yourself to give it a voice for your own release is really going to kind of help smooth things out. And then those other doorways are going to start to come into play for you.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
You're
great.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It was nice, Shannon.
And did you see an animal pop up for her?
Yep, I did. At first I saw a dog that was dark, dark-haired. It looked... it was like a, not a Labrador, like more of a German Shepherd type, I think.
Okay. I have one.
Oh, you have a German Shepherd?
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's why. Okay. That's cool. That's why then. And so there's that, and then but then I kept seeing the goat for you.
Oh,
and
okay.
So the goat says, be very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over rational and logical mind. And stop butting your head against the wall, trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. And
right.
Ask for support. Does that resonate right there?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
It does.
And ask for support you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see. It's critical that you spend some time outdoors and immerse yourself in nature. Let's see. It also says if someone is criticizing you or being negative towards you, you need to disarm them, however that may be, you know.
Okay.
Feel them out emotionally. And so then also it talks about here and more about the goat. Good-natured goat gently pushes us to release guilt and other constraining emotions. Goat's deeper teaching, however, prods us to look within and accept responsibility for our thoughts and behaviors. And it's goat finds oneself to the path of joy. So that's neat.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I
yeah.
like that. Okay. Just a quick question. Back to the negativity, disarming them. Like how, like verbally or energetically, or I'm not sure how.
Well,
setting boundaries.
Yeah, I would say boundaries.
Okay.
I would say boundaries a little bit. And of course, you know, energetically, we can always do a lot that way.
Right.
You know, sending them good energy, sending them nice thoughts, sending them forgiveness, sending them, putting them in white light, gold light, purple light, sending them
okay.
hearts. That, and it really works. It's really, really powerful. It can really do it. And
oh, okay.
That can help. And then, of course, you know, keeping your boundaries. You know, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to
right.
have boundaries.
Okay.
And so, yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. That was great. You've been very supportive, a lot of great ideas for everyone. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Have a good night, Jody.
Yes,
thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. 858. 858, are you there this evening?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Get your first name and where you're from?
This is Jeanette. I'm calling from California.
Jeanette?
Yes. And I'd like to ask about a love relationship coming in for me. What do you see around that?
Shall I go, Shannon, or do you
are
want
to? Are there in California?
Oh, sorry.
Pardon?
Are you up in Northern California?
No, I'm in Southern.
sudden. There is someone coming, and I want to say he's coming from Northern California because they keep showing me someone from Sacramento area.
Okay.
And it feels like this is going to actually be coming towards the end of the summer. At like some kind of function, I wanted, because I see a lot of people mm-hmm. gathered together.
Mm.
Honey, where's a business suit?
mm-hmm.
I was like, why am I feeling so formal? A business suit. Oh. Usually when there's a gathering, you know, I see like party clothes or, you know, something more relaxed and everything. But no, I'm seeing a very formal business suit going on here.
mm-hmm.
So they're definitely saying get out, go and attend to some of the different social functions that you're interested in. Become a little more socially active. And this is going to start to bring in some new friendships, as well as some impromptu sparking meetings. Sparking meetings, really? I love the words they give me sometimes. It's kind of like, what do we got going on here? And we go set the room on fire, and they're like, well, sort of. It'll be sparkly.
Oh, okay. I like sparkly. Sounds like it could be a little electric. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are telling me that his voice in particular is going to be something that, it helps to bring the sparkles.
Wow.
So I mean, fire sparks. So hearing his voice, I'm wondering, they're not giving me specific, but I'm really feeling like he's going to be like a guest speaker at a function.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Two things you said that are so, like, I have chills. Wow. The voice is so important to me. And so I could definitely see that causing me to feel drawn
mm-hmm.
and attracted. And then the other thing is that I keep getting this hit about some kind of inspirational speaker.
Very good. Very good. So this just has given you validation for what you've been picking up already.
Yeah. I've been getting this for quite a while and nothing's come in. So, you know, therein lies the question. Is anybody coming in?
Yeah, he's coming. You. So they're like, definitely start attending some of these different types of events that you've been interested in. Where exactly in Southern California are you?
In South Orange County. San Clemente.
Okay. San Clemente?
San Diego.
In San Diego. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of different functions going on. And I know from a couple other people that I know that live out in that area, there's quite a few big seminars coming up through the summer season. And it does feel like it's towards the end of the summer season that this conference event is being planned for.
Oh, let me ask you something. Could it actually be further up north where I would have to travel to it? Or does it look like it's going to be in my own backyard?
It actually feels more like Central Coast.
Yeah,
but on the
Santa
shore
Cruz.
Side.
Santa Cruz?
Yeah,
yep.
It could be like Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, because there's definitely a Santa. Not like Santa Claus, like Santa. But you know, along the coast is a lot of towns that start with Santa, but I'm definitely feeling like it's between Santa Barbara and San Francisco because he's having to travel.
Yeah. Okay, because I have a friend, I have a couple of friends who are a couple, you know, man and a woman, who are putting on their second big event in the same place in Santa Cruz in August.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just made the hair on my arm stand up. So I would say you should make a plan.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Besides, it'll be good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they
exactly.
are showing you getting more socially active, and it definitely was different, like, inspirational type of conferences. And towards the end of the summer is when there's this click.
Mm. That sounds good. Not too far away.
Mm-mm.
Neat.
Yeah.
Totally cool.
I know. I look forward to it.
Great area. Really
yeah.
nice area.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite near Big Sur and along the coast. Yeah. So
that'll be exciting.
It does feel like I'm very much looking forward to it. It does feel exciting. I had this feeling like there was activity that was fated to happen. It's just that I thought it was going to happen a little sooner than it actually, you know, so far hasn't happened. So,
yeah.
But I guess just a little bit more patience and a little bit more, like you said, I don't know, I've had a little phase of kind of like wanting to spend more time alone to kind of like release some additional things. And I just haven't been drawn to go out and expend that kind of social energy, which is good because I'm listening to myself. But I do, at the same time, I am feeling as the weather is getting warmer that I'm beginning to really want to do and seek more of those things again.
Yeah, wonderful. That's perfect. Because, you know, when you're getting those cues that we're needing to retreat and tend to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
it's really, really an important time. And a lot of us, we're so busy in life that we end up kind of going, no, I don't need that. I'm just going to keep pushing through. I'm good. But spirit will get really adamant about it and be like, no,
right.
Got to take care of yourself. Right now is your
mm-hmm.
opportunity. And it's amazing how much we can learn about ourselves in those quiet periods. And then it's like all of a sudden when we start getting active again and start getting out socially and everything, the doors are just like popping open everywhere around you and you're going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I needed to retreat for a little while. Okay.
Right.
Great. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I
really
figured out at this point in my life, I was doing it the opposite of really what my nature is anyway. I was going against my own nature. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was putting myself
mm-hmm.
last. I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
doing, and I didn't feel like I had the luxury of being. And this is what I've chosen to shift, like, for the rest of my life. Because I spent most of my life chasing or doing or, like, thinking that I had to constantly make it happen and putting myself last on the list. And that's never a good idea. I raised two kids, and when mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
Very, very true. Mm-hmm.
You have
very
to take the
true.
Time out. You just do.
Yes. Well, you are at a fantastic point, and congratulations to you for making it through raising the family and finally taking time for you.
Thank you.
That's a huge step that a lot of us struggle to do.
Oh, I wish I could write a book or two. Yeah. It's been quite a journey, but nevertheless, that's what we're here for, right? To evolve.
Exactly. Okay. You have any other questions for us, Jeanette?
My only other concern is about being more financially free. I'm really working with not struggling to feel like there's too much need for concern. In other words, I don't want to panic.
Yeah. The abundance is going to start flowing better more towards the end of this year and beginning of next year. I'm also being shown to bring up for you to start working with the crystal citrine, which is also called the merchant stone. And in helping yourself to change from focusing on just money to being open to all positive flows of abundance to flow in.
Mm-hmm. I needed to start happening before the end of the year. So, that's where I am.
And it may come in before then, but that is one of the things they are bringing up about that is to start shifting your thought on it and bringing it more about a positive flow of all forms of abundance flowing into you. And this will not just bring money, but it will also bring other forms of abundance, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And we're just about out of time.
Well, I have some animals for her.
Yeah.
That's great. I'd love to hear them.
Let's see. So, Jeanette, when you were talking, though, I kept seeing a basketball court with all these people on it and all these basketball players, too, and guys running and like lots of people. Is there anything with that? Because I swear it was coming up so many times.
I love basketball, and I keep saying I would love to bring someone in, to be with somebody who enjoys going to see the Lakers as much as I do.
Oh, okay. That's why, because it was just like... so there, you must really, that's really neat. I have family who are totally into the Lakers and into basketball. So I was thinking, well, maybe one of my family members is thinking about me right now. But I just wanted to ask you, but that's it. No, okay, perfect. Well, that's neat. And then I was seeing a horse over and over and over. So horse, and I also, just in case we get off air, I saw the turtle. A turtle was in the air, by the way. And I saw a dolphin in the water, and I saw a horse on the earth. So I saw three of them. I didn't get the fire, though, unfortunately. But the horse says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. And it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And so teamwork with your family, friends, and community are important to you right now. And also, let's see, I'm going to another source here. And it says that, what else does it say? Expressing power, we feel unique, brilliant, true, and flow. Whether conveyed through our passions, creation, thoughts, actions, or voice, personal power reminds us of who we are. Remarkable and magnificent, finding our own power can feel like coming home. That's what the horse is all about, personal power. So there you go.
I love turtles, and I love dolphins. I love horses, I love turtles, and I love dolphins.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I am so not kidding.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, they came through very, I mean, when they come through like that, very obviously, then that's why, because they, if you love them, then they're going to be around you. And they were very clear. So, good, I'm glad. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This feels very, very fulfilling. I'm getting dressed and going out. That's it.
Good for you.
Good for you, Jeanette.
Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right.
I go to that first.
Oh, I think I cut her off by accident.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap up. And do you want to share the other shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So on Wednesday night is Divine Connections, and that's with Lynn Bleasdell, Sue DiAlamante, and Jody Higgins, and that's at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. That's on Wednesday night. And then there's on Thursday night is Angel Antics, and that's with DC Love and Eileen Power, and that's at the same time. And then, of course, Friday night is Enter the Light with Shannon Johnson, Ryan Adragna, and myself, Jandrake Baki. And so this is every week, and this is the Sacred Embers station on Blog Talk Radio. Yep, we're the team.
Awesome. We're going to wrap it up for the night. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and listening. Give us a call back next Friday. And happy Friday and blessed weekend to everyone.
Yes. Happy Friday. Have a great time.
Bye.
Thanks, Shannon.
Have a good weekend, Jan.
Okay, you too. Bye.